had fun trying to catch all the leaves on our walk. Jesus kind of does the same thing, too.
That's right. He rescues people that are falling away from Him. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're listening today. If you have someone in your family that's not a Christian, do you tell them how much Jesus loves them and that He can take them to heaven? Even if they don't accept Jesus right away, don't give up. It can take a long time for someone to be ready. And when you reach out to your unsaved family members, remember, you're helping Jesus with His mission. You can read about it in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, where Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." And now for our story. It's entitled, Rescuing the Fallen. "Hey, buddy, what's wrong?" Dad asked when it was time for Nolan's bedtime prayers. "It's Grandpa," said Nolan. "He doesn't believe in Jesus. That means he's not going to heaven." "He needs to have a relationship with Jesus," said Dad. "Shall we pray for him?" Nolan nodded, and he and his dad prayed for Nolan's grandfather. The next morning, Dad took Nolan and his sister on a walk in the woods. As they went along, colorful leaves rustled under their feet. "A lot of leaves are still falling," said Nolan. "They're gonna get trampled on." He grinned at his sister. "I bet I can catch more before they hit the ground than you can." "You're on," said Liliana. So as they walked, they tried to catch every falling leaf. "Okay, let's count them," Nolan said as they headed back home. "All right." A few moments later, Liliana grinned. "I've got 17. "So do I," said Nolan. "We rescued a bunch of them, didn't we?" Dad smiled. "I'm glad you were able to rescue those fallen leaves. It reminds me of what Jesus does. He rescues fallen people." "Fallen people?" asked Liliana. "I know Jesus found Zacchaeus in a tree, but he didn't fall from it." "No, but he was fallen in other ways. Zacchaeus was a lost sinner, but Jesus saved him and changed him. All people are fallen sinners. We all fall short of God's perfect standards by doing wrong things. So Jesus came to rescue us, and he wants those of us he's already saved to help bring others to him so they can be rescued too." "People like Grandpa," said Nolan. "I know Jesus can save him, but Grandpa's already pretty old. We pray for him a lot, but what else can we do to help bring him to Jesus?" Liliana looked at the leaves in her hand. "Let's press these leaves and put them in different places around the house. We can pray for Grandpa every time we see one of them." "Okay," said Nolan. "We could also invite him to the program at church next week." "And help him rake his yard," said Liliana. Dad nodded. "Those are good ways to help him know how much Jesus loves him, and how much we love him too." Well, how about you? Do you have family or friends who don't believe in Jesus? Share his love with them through your words and actions. Jesus came to save people who are fallen and lost. And if you've been saved by trusting in him, he wants you to be part of the process as he rescues others. He loves your family and friends even more than you do, so don't give up. Keep reaching out to those who need Jesus. Our key verse is Luke 19:10.
"For the Son of Man, Jesus, came to seek and save those who are lost."
And our key thought for today, reach out to those who need Jesus. You can check out the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search for Keys for Kids on your app store. You can also listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on listener-supported Keys for Kids.